Good morning, 908 here on the Mighty 690. We have joining us Dr. Craig Correll from USD 445. How are you doing, sir? Welcome back, and good to have you on here as we're wrapping up summer, sort of.
We are. I'm glad to be here. And yeah, it always feels like summer's about to come to a close here this week,
yeah.
First week of school.
So we've got some of the students starting on Thursday, right?
Yes, we do. All of our students will start on Thursday except for 8th graders and then 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. We give that option that way. 7th graders and 9th graders who are new to that campus kind of have the whole campus to themselves that day to get acclimated to the new school.
Yeah, that is a good way to break them in and get things kind of eased into.
Takes a little of that anxiety away, we hope.
Yeah, that's right. Well, students and I know parents are probably trying to get those kids to get used to waking up a little bit earlier
right.
Here this week.
Hopefully they started that a couple of weeks ago and kind of transitioned into that new sleep schedule.
That's right. So we do have a meeting tonight, and speaking of different schedules, this is a bit of a change here, a little bit earlier now in the afternoon, right?
Yes,
for our meeting.
4 p.m. for the board meeting.
Gotcha.
This afternoon.
So what's sticking out on the agenda here to you, sir?
The primary focus on the agenda this evening is the budget. So we'll review the revenue neutral rate information and then the budget information from our deputy superintendent, Michael Spear, will be presenting that. The good news is that we are going to see a slight decrease in our mill rate. So we're always thankful when we're able to do that, when we offset some of those state funds and we can lower that mill rate a little bit.
Sure. Yep. This is always that kind of budget time and that sort of thing. So I know that it always gets a little bit confusing. I don't know. Michael is the guy who, you know, he eats, sleeps, and breathes
He lives and breathes it. He sure does.
So, but I know, you know, there's mention of exceeding that revenue neutral rate. But again, that does not, like you said, that does not mean, like, you know, we have got an increase in the mill levy.
Sure. The way that's set up, it's really difficult for any entity, you know, whether you're a college, a public school district, a city, a county, it's really difficult to continue to stay under that revenue neutral rate. We were really, really close this year, but didn't quite make it.
Sure. And I mean, I know that that has to do with a lot of factors, I'm sure, but just because, I mean, the cost of things keeps going up and just the economics, that's just going to be kind of the way it is.
Right. Right.
So, all right. Well, anything else as far as this agenda that goes tonight? I know, like you said, a lot of budget items, but anything else that you want to hit on?
Yeah, it really is budget items, spending some more of the ESSER funds that we have, which were the COVID dollars, so we're getting approval from the board to spend some of those funds, kind of wrapping up some of that. We have another year left to spend those funds and deplete those, so you'll see a lot more of those in the next 12 months.
Gotcha. So anything else as, you know, we kind of get started with the school year? I know you're always probably welcoming in a few new teachers and all that sort of thing. And anything else you want to impart on the listeners as we get started with
the
year?
Well, we're looking forward to tomorrow. Today, the new teachers, all the teachers are in the buildings working with administration. And tomorrow will be our big breakfast kickoff for all of our staffs. We'll have all the staff over at CES. We've got a special guest, Dr. Watson's going to come in and kind of be a surprise guest speaker. So I just let the cat out of the bag.
But, yeah, well, you know.
So he'll have some good news to share, and we always appreciate. You know, he's a hometown boy and graduated from Phil Kinley High School. So we love it when he can come down. He has some good news to share. So we're looking forward to reporting that out tomorrow.
That is great. And I know we will start with those high school students updates on the 11th of September. So
that's
that'll
right.
be coming up.
We love
up.
That.
Yeah, it's always good for them to be able to share some of their experiences and get on the radio. Good public speaking
and
experience.
Kind of shake some of those nerves off. Right. It's very good.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, Dr. Correll, appreciate you joining us as always. And I hope that everything goes smoothly as we get back to school and get into the start of the fall semester.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. And coming up here in just a couple, we are going to be chatting with John Vest of the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club. That's on the way.